Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is your morning show host, Julie Calamine, and I am happy to see you on another bright, sunny Tuesday morning in the beginning of fall. And we actually have two interviews this morning. The first one is with SOAL. I'll let you know what the acronyms for that organization are in a moment. And then a second one with Idaho Fish and Game, talking about some of the invasive situations in the state. First, though, I'm going to go ahead and do a weather report, and it is going to be short, and I will tell you it is also going to be sweet because it's a great forecast for the next week. If you haven't been looking and looking up forecasts, you're going to be happy to hear that it's kind of sunny warm through at least next Monday. Today, we're looking at a high of around 80, sunny tonight, low of 55, mostly clear. It goes on like this throughout the week with temperatures coming down a bit, but high of 82 tomorrow, Wednesday, with possible chance of some thunderstorms. And then the lows are getting a little lower in the middle 40s, maybe even high 30s, but not frosty yet. And then Thursday, a little cooler, but beautiful, 67. And on it goes Friday around 71, Saturday, same, Sunday and Monday. All beautiful, mostly sunny, warmer days, warm days, cooler nights. Yes, fall is on the way, but we don't have gloom yet. So we've got that to look forward to. Well, let's jump into our first interview of this morning. And so happy this morning to introduce you, Janelle Fausti, and you are the development chair of the board for SOAL. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Our main topic this morning is going to be an event that you've got coming up this weekend. But before that, for those of you listeners who have not heard from SOAL before, why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization, what it's all about?
Sure, great. I'm happy to. SOAL stands for Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education. And really, in its simplest terms, SOAL empowers youth to explore, achieve, and lead outdoors. We provide transformational experiential education for our stakeholders, and most of which are rural youth. Many of our SOAL programs blend place-based education with outdoor education, and this really allows us, the course participants, to develop outdoor living and travel skills, coupled with a firm understanding of the wild landscapes that they're traveling in. And these interdisciplinary education experiences also provide social and emotional growth and leadership development. And what's really great about this organization is its core values. They explore, achieve, lead, reach, and teach. And SOAL also has four CARE philosophies, which are self, others, community, and resources. And these really serve as the foundation of every SOAL experience that we put on. And the hope is that it fosters the opportunity to transfer knowledge and new skills into their future settings. And we believe it's really what happens after the SOAL experience where the real transformation occurs for youth.
Yeah, it's an amazing organization because kids get to get out of the house mm-hmm. and do things outside, and they have learning, they have built skill building, they get to be around other kids and learn how to be social. I mean, it's just really a great thing that's not like a internet or a phone activity.
That is an excellent point. And, you know, many rural youth throughout the area here, they're faced with the everyday reality of a lack of understanding, exposure, and appreciation of the wonders of nature. And this really supports exactly what you just said. Over 50% of SOAL serves students and kids who qualify for a free and reduced lunch. And so, coupled with exactly what you said, a continued increase in media consumption, being on the phone or the computer, and statistics say it's about 9.5 hours of non-school related time per day, which is a huge amount.
Wow, that's more than our sleeping time, usually.
It is. I mean, how did they fit that in? And so really it impacts the youth and the communities where the youth reside. And it's just showing a growing negative trend, really, and an increase in a disconnect from the wildlands and leading to a lack of appreciation for and understanding of the essential role that these resources play and the benefits that they can provide. And what's really amazing to me is that every year SOAL aims to address this exact need by providing over 1,200 rural youth affordable access to intentional and transformational educational experiences outdoors. And really, I'm here today to talk about our fundraising effort, because without the necessary financial support each year, SOAL just wouldn't be able to adequately develop, equip, and facilitate these very intentional and transformational experiences for our local and regional stakeholders.
Yeah, what a great way of putting all of that. And it does happen through the school system, which I think is wonderful that you've been able to incorporate it in within the school district. So kudos to Seoul for that.
Yeah, the winter snow school program is through the school district. Yep. And we also have many summer programs as well.
Yes, that's great. Well, I've got to back up for just a moment, Janelle, and ask you how you came to be interested and involved and on the board at Seoul.
Yeah, I joined the Seoul board a couple years ago as development chair because I was really impressed with the organization's mission and the approach to serving youth in the outdoors and getting them not only exposed to the outdoor environment, but also coupled with providing leadership opportunities in that environment. And it's interesting because my career is focused on the built environment, but I personally have a passion for the natural environment and the outdoors. And because kids are involved from 4 to 17 years, this is something I felt I could really stand behind and offer my time to help build the organization.
That's great. You sound like the right person for the job then. I bet they love having you.
It's a great group. It's a very fun. And it's a great way to volunteer time.
Yeah, and you're a volunteer, just like
that's right.
Most of us.
That's
fun
exactly
things.
Right. Yeah.
That's great. Well, all right. So really the purpose of this morning is to learn about this very important fundraiser. So let's get on to that important topic.
Great. Yeah. Yes, I am here to talk about a really easy and very fun way for the community to help Seoul fundraise for the leaders of tomorrow. So this Saturday at 5 p.m., we're having our second annual Seoul Gala. It's going to be at the beautiful Western Pleasure Guest Ranch. So we're really excited to have our gala at that venue. The event starts at 5. There will be an amazing barbecue dinner by the ranch. We're really excited to have a live band. They're called the Hankers, and it plays with the theme of Roundup at the Ranch, which is our theme for this year. They're a really high-energy country and bluegrass band that has played locally at the Hive a couple times and other areas around North Idaho. They're a CMA Northwest award-winning band. So I think everybody is going to have a fun time, whether you sit and listen or you want to hit the dance floor and dance the night away.
All right. Dancing.
Yeah.
Yay.
Everybody bring your cowboy boots or dress country western. And then there will be a photo booth to capture the evening's events, which is really fun. And we have really incredible silent auction items. We have trips to Portugal, France, and Ireland to bid on, and that includes airfare. We have a lot of wine items from Sandpoint and Walla Walla. We have Coeur d'Alene resort packages, including dining and lake cruise, Ponderay Shores packages, and the ever popular Schweitzer ski pass. So we're really excited about the event. Tickets are $95, and they'll be worth every penny for a really fun night in the country. So if you're interested, tickets can be found on Eventbrite. You can search for Sandpoint Events or Roundup at the Ranch or Seoul, S-O-L-E. Or there is a link to purchase tickets on Seoul's website, which is soulexperiences.org, S-O-L-E, experiences with an S.org.
All right. Well, that sounds like an evening that would have a little something for anyone. If you wanted to bid on one of those really interesting items that'll help support your organization, or just to have a great evening at a really lovely location. And I can imagine that's going to be a great dinner.
Yes, I think it will be. The ranch hosts wonderful events. And we wouldn't be where we are for this event without our main sponsors. So I just like to mention them. Aspire is our lead sponsor. They're very generous this year with their donation. Swinnerton Builders is also a sponsor this year. P1FCU, Mountain West Bank, and then the Western Pleasure Guest Ranch has generously offered their space for us. So yes, it should be a very fun evening, lots of support, lots of fun, and we hope that we can see many people in the community there.
Yeah, that's the key. You want to get people out there. So listeners, if you're looking for something fun to do this coming Saturday on a beautiful day and evening where we're not going to have rain and it's just going to be a lovely fall, kind of early fall evening, this should go on your schedule. Get out there and get your tickets if that sounds like something fun for you. Well, Janelle, is there anything else you'd like to add or or should we just let you go and we'll go on to a song break?
Well, just thanks for having us here today and getting the word out. And yes, it'd be great to see people in the community on Saturday night. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck. And boy, it sounds like a ton of fun. All right, guys. Well, in favor. Oh, let's see. I got to do a little thing here. Good. So to give you an idea of what's to come, I've got a song for y'all from the Animals called We Gotta Get Out of This Place, and we'll have a little listen to that, and then I'll be back with our second interview this morning.